Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse and joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, happy to be back here after our little Thanksgiving break. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Had a fun Thanksgiving. Had some good food, some good times. Did some shopping already.
Yep.
You know, did some stuff like Black Friday. So, you know, it was a pretty good weekend.
Well, good deal. Love to hear it. And now we've got the Did You Know Show to start this new week off on Monday. Noah, what do you got for us?
So, you know, a lot of people might have traveled for their Thanksgiving break, yep. Whether it was inside the States. Maybe they even, you know, went overseas for some reason, you know.
Good.
So I kind of wanted to do this one. This one seems pretty interesting. It's about passports.
Okay.
Did you know that around the world, passports come in only 4 general colors?
No, I did not know that. I didn't. Yeah. Honestly, I didn't know there was any different colors. You know, I've got my blue passport.
Right. Yep. So I've seen a few different passports. I know I've seen brown before, but yeah. So I mean, in the U.S., so ours has just got a blue color on it, right?
Yep.
But although we have virtually any color at our disposal, when it actually comes to painting our homes, fans, offbeats, and things like that, we use whatever we kind of want to. Passports come almost entirely in varieties of red, green, blue, and black. No other colors. That's about it. So
is there a reason for that?
I mean, kind of. It's not like there are any color coding rules technically to the International Civics Aviation Organization, but otherwise they offer guidelines for machine readable travel documents. So it deals with being able to machine read the pages and that type of stuff. So mm-hmm. They do have a universal restrict palette, color palette that kind of go by. So according to the Passport Index, co-founder Hrant Bogsonais, I have no idea how to pronounce that last name. That's kind of crazy. But anyways, there are a variety of cultural and symbolic influence behind the country's choice of passport color. Islamic states use green, for example, given the color's strong ties to Prophet Muhammad. Elsewhere, members of the European Union, they display unity via passports on the off-red colors, like the burgundy type of colors.
Okay.
That's what I was meaning when I said brown. I've seen burgundy before. There are also practical regions in play also, including the relative limited color choice available for cardstock used to make booklets. So that also, like, that's the reason why it's kind of slimmer on colors, is it's got to be these
same
colors
material.
That are able to be in this cardstock material. Passports issued in dark blue, which is how the U.S. does it, or black, they're actually less likely to show obvious signs of wear as well.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, they have their reasoning. It's not like it has to be this way, but it's just so it's easier for machines to read them at airports,
mm-hmm.
and I guess it helps cover up how old they are.
Yeah, you know, ours can last for 10 years, so if you're doing a lot of traveling, it gets used a lot.
Right.
Makes sense. Pretty neat. I like that one, Noah. And now we're going to talk about kind of has to do with Thanksgiving a little bit. We'll recap this, but it's history. So did you know that, you know, the first Thanksgiving was between the Pilgrims and the Indians? But did you know that they weren't actually called Pilgrims?
They weren't called Pilgrims.
Call themselves that at all. So the term Pilgrim is what we refer to as our European settlers that ventured across the Atlantic, but that's not what they called themselves. Those that came over on the Mayflower or any early parts did not consider themselves or use the term pilgrim. They referred to themselves as saints or separatists because of their division from the Church of England. And then later on, the colonists called themselves first comers or forefathers.
Okay, I knew about the forefathers one.
So it wasn't, it wasn't until 1800, so at least 200 years later, or about 200 years later, when the term pilgrim emerged and stuck.
Oh.
So it wasn't the term that they used for themselves, but that's what we call them now. So
right.
I guess that works.
I guess they don't have to know about it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's been long gone. So kind of interesting how words, phrases evolve over time like
time
that.
Goes.
But yeah, so that's our colonists were the first people to have Thanksgiving.
They called themselves colonists and the Indians.
Yep, there you go. So that was our original Thanksgiving, and we hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving weekend and glad to be back here on the Did You Know Show. Come on back tomorrow for another episode.